All right, Chef Talking Fishing on Air, back here at News Talk 1400 WOND. If anybody wants to join in, the number here is 927-1100. Got Robin Scott and Bill Chillingford in the studio, and a call from one of my regulars, Rocco. Good to hear from you again.
Good morning, Chef. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Bucktail.
Good morning.
What's up with
you? I was walking past on the beach. I saw Mr. Lobiondo, congressman, with his two beautiful dogs today. Yeah. So it was great to see Frank in person on the beach today and also hear him on the radio. My question is, Bucktail asked the fine congressman the question of how does politics play into this bill, this fisheries management bill? Mr. Lobiondo didn't quite give us precise answer. He kind of tap danced a little bit, but I understand the complexity. Bucktail, how does politics play into fisheries management?
Well, if you look at the bill that was just passed in the House, it's a fairly significant combination of Democrats and Republicans that co-signed on that bill. The politics, the political parties didn't pay a part in this. The bill was signed. It's almost a 50-50 split between Republicans and Democrats on the co-sponsors of that bill.
I would add that he did say it was a bipartisan effort. It was, and that more than a political issue, it is going to be people that call themselves environmentalists, conservationists, right, and would like their agenda pushed through under the guise of conservation and environmentalism, which is what I find. Anything you want to get done today, if you put the tagline of those two things on it, whether or not they actually are environmentally or conservation-wise responsible, you put that tagline on there and you're going to get it passed.
Bucktail, maybe a few episodes ago, Bucktail mentioned that there seemed to be somewhat of a lack, maybe that's not the right word, that some of the local politicians here in South Jersey not as active in this.
Well, the only thing I'll comment there is that, when I mentioned that, I was referring to the sponsors of that House bill that was just passed, and I mentioned that there wasn't any New Jersey co-sponsors on that bill. But when you look at the New Jersey, South Jersey, the representatives, they all voted for the bill when it came up for a vote.
Oh, come on, Bill. Do you say everybody involved in this can't spell fish? That's what you usually say.
Well, yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Robin because she knows the importance of fishing in the industry of South Jersey, making up a big portion of our economy. I have a great fear, maybe too much fear, that privatization of fisheries and catch shares is something we all need to keep an eye on because before we know it, it could play a greater role in reducing recreational fishing, which, of course, we don't want that to happen.
Well, Rocco, with the real estate market, and I certainly support realtors, but you've heard me say for 20 years probably that we are gearing towards having the appearance of fishing villages with absolutely no fishing, and everybody thought I was crazy, and now we're realizing that that's where we're going. However, in 1958, this is our 60th year in business, my father bought our place because he said people will always fish. Uncle Sam had a horse-drawn huckster wagon in Woodbury back then, and he said, Ray, buy the place. People will always fish. I'm just trying to make sure that that always happens.
You mentioned the catch limit. Under the new bill, it modifies the annual catch limit requirement to allow more adaptive approaches.
Right.
So I wouldn't be too concerned about the catch limit problem right now if this bill gets passed.
Yeah, there is some
a great topic. Thank you so very much. I'm just angry that Robin did not invite me over to share in that flounder bounty last night.
I was so stingy, it was ridiculous.
All right, I'll let you slide.
Thank you, Rocco, for the call.
Hey, Robin, how's business? And I said, well, it didn't start till the day before Father's Day, and that's how the summer's been so far. Since then, it's been rocking and rolling. We're catching, and I'll give you the report from the past 2 days. 117 fish to get four keepers on Wednesday. Thursday, 77 fish to get four keepers. Yesterday, 44 fish to get one keeper. I mean, being a rental boat operation, I have the privilege of interviewing every angler that comes off the dock and taking pictures of everything. So, the numbers are up with the amount of fish that have to be caught and returned. which we all know is, you know, a mortality increasing thing.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're getting a lot of flounder.